Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
For those with mortgages and whatever, for some buyers, no? Those with mortgages, siguro it's a good time for you to discuss yung home loan mo sa, yung interest mo sa bangko mo and start negotiating for a better rate with the bank so that you can actually take advantage nung mababang rate, okay? To give you an idea of the interest rates going on at the moment, let's say yung mga variable rates, kung nasa 4% ka pa, abay mag-negotiate ka na kasi nasa mga low 3s na ang mga interest rates for variable. Sa fixed rates naman, dapat mga below 3% na mga nakukuha mong rates, mga 2.8. In fact, may mga nakikita na akong 2.49. So, if you think about it, pag bumaba ang interest rate mo, just by 1% alone, if your loan is $500,000, isipin mo na may $5,000 savings ka a year. Substantial, di ba?
Yes.
So, pag nawala yung coronavirus, may pambiyahe ka na. Ngayon, walang gusto magbiyahe.
Yun na nga po. Sige, so at least meron silang yung substantial amount na yan na masisave nila. Ano po mo maipapayo ninyo? Do you think it's wise? Would it be sensible for them to invest it?
All right. So what's going on, not only in Australia or also worldwide, is yung stock market na bumundo bumabagsak. All right? So makikita mong yung ASX natin,
yes,
and other index, no? Stock market index all over the world, bumababa talaga. And that's because nga of this coronavirus. Kasi hindi, may unknown eh. Hindi natin alam where it came from, anong mangyayari. So, pina-price in na ng market yung pagbagsak ng mga share prices natin. Now, if you remember, and you can actually Google this, sabi ni Warren Buffett, si Warren Buffett ang guru ng investment,
yes,
diba? Sabi niya, be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. So, pagka ngayon natakot ang tao gumalaw at mag-invest and mababa ang presyo ng mga shares, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
It is the best time. Yun ang ibig sabihin lang na ito sinasabi niya. It's the best time to get into the share market. But of course, hindi lahat ng tao may capacity to invest, di ba? Yung takot.
Yes.
Yung takot, invest, eh.
Yes.
So, kung titignan mo naman yung ibang side noon, sabi mo, eh di sige, kung natatakot ka, you can actually put it in the bank, di ba? Nababa lang ang interest rate at stage, pero safe siya. Hindi siya aakit masyado, hindi rin naman siya babagsak masyado, hindi katulad ng share market.
Opo.
So if you're actually medyo brave enough to invest in shares, and I have a disclaimer on this, this is just general advice.
Opo.
You have to speak to a financial advisor or to a peer accountant about this. It is a good time to invest in the shares, pero only if you know what you're doing. But if not, then you can park it in a term deposit or in a savings account.
Okay. Now, in case lang po, no, susugal sila sa stock market, would you advise short-term or long-term?
It has to be long-term. You don't invest in the stocks, in the share market for the short-term. Mm-hmm. It will always be. Sabi ko nga lagi, sabi ni Warren Buffett, yung i-investan mo, yung pag natulog ka for 10 years, pagising mo, andiyan pa yung kumpanya.
Okay.
So, always remember, uh-huh.
O sige. So, at least klaro po yan, no? I mean, that's an option na pwede nilang i-explore. Ngayon po, dahil pinag-usapan nga natin ang rate cut, at sa konteksto ng rate cut para sa mga home buyers, ay, yun na nga, kumbaga, pabor sa kanila. Now, sino naman po ang sabihin nating medyo dehado or lugi? Talo, who stands to lose naman pagka dahil nga sa rate cut ng RBA?
All right. So we know that the rate cut is good for those with mortgages kasi meron silang savings pag naka-negotiate sila sa banko for a lower rate. We all know it's also good for first home buyers who want to enter the market kasi ang mabibili nilang bahay, mas affordable ang repayment nila, di ba? So that's also favorable for first home buyers. Now, it's bad news for those who are saving kasi ang interest rate na lang na makukuha nila, a little bit above 1%, so wala masyadong kinikita yung pera nila sa banko. So that's the bad thing about it. Now, especially for those na yung mga retired na, marami akong na mga retired living on the interest of their money, di ba? So, kakaunti na lang yung kinikita ng pera nila, which means siguro kailangan maghugot na sila doon sa savings nila para lang mabuhay, di ba? Mm-hmm. So that's the bad news also. It's also bad for those first home buyers na nag-iipon ng pera para makabili ng bahay. Siyempre, konti na lang yung nakikita ng pera nila. So mas mabagal ng konti ang pag-iipon nila. O mas dapat mas malaki ang pinapasok nilang pera para makapag-iipon sila ng pang-deposito sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones that are affected negatively by this drop in interest rates.
Okay, paano naman po yung mga nagpapadala? 'Di ba? Nagpapadala ng sabihin natin ng monthly pa-stipend sa Pilipinas, may epekto ba 'yan?
Oh yeah, oo. And this is the reason why they actually the Australian government dropped the rate kasi nga ang ayaw nila ring bumagsak ang Australian dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And nga, right now the Australian dollar, so ang equivalent ng 1 Australian dollar is 65 US cents, 65.
Yes. Opo.
Okay, so US dollars. So they don't want this to come down. And also, so in other words, kung ikaw ay nagpapadala ng pera sa Pilipinas, so kung bumagsak ang Australian dollar, mas malaki-laki ang mapapadala mo sa Pilipinas kasi bagsak ang Australian dollar, di ba? So dahil nakapeg na binabantayan nila, and it's very stable at the moment. So parehas pa rin siguro. Hindi masyado ang epekto.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.